In this bulletin, conflict intensifies in the Middle East as the death toll in Gaza grows. Relatives of the third Australian to die of COVID-19 in India call on the federal government to bring their father home. And in the A-League, Perth Glory win 4 in a row to boost their hopes of playing in the finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to continue current military operations in Gaza, despite calls from United States President Joe Biden for a significant de-escalation. Mr. Netanyahu says he appreciates Mr. Biden's support, but will continue until security is restored.
I greatly appreciate the support of the American president, our friend Joe Biden, for the self-defense of the state of Israel. I'm determined to continue this operation until its aim is met to restore peace and security to you, citizens of Israel.
Israel says it's conducted a new air offensive campaign in Gaza, targeting a network of tunnels controlled by the Hamas militant group. Meanwhile, Lebanese security officials say several rockets have been fired from South Lebanon toward Israel. More than 200 Palestinians have been killed in the past 10 days of fighting, and at least 10 Israelis. The United Nations is seeking $38 million to respond to immediate humanitarian needs and carry out essential emergency interventions in Gaza. The spokesman for the Secretary-General, Stefan Dujarric, says the UN is actively engaged with all sides and hopes funding will support up to 50,000 individuals over 30 days.
We want to see a stop of the fighting immediately. There needs to be a halt to the aerial attacks, to the rockets, to the artillery strikes going from one side to the other. Civilians need to be able to live in peace. We need to get that humanitarian aid into Gaza. For our part, our special coordinator, Tor Venislan, is actively engaged with all sides on the ground in order to work towards that end.
The brother of the third Australian to die of COVID-19 in India is calling on the federal government to help bring his father back to Australia. 51-year-old Sunil Khanna from Sydney's West died in New Delhi on the 29th of April after travelling to India to take care of his elderly parents. His 83-year-old mother, who is not an Australian citizen, died in New Delhi just 24 hours later. Sunil's brother, Sanjay, says his 84-year-old father, who is recovering from coronavirus, is alone and in need of family support.
It was really terrible state of affairs for me. I'm trying to keep his spirits high and that I'll try to get him here, but I need help. And that's what my request to Australian government is, that they allow me to bring my father. He's my last remaining family member alive. And I'm nobody else.
India has reported more coronavirus-related deaths in a single day than any other country at any time during the pandemic. More than 4,500 deaths were reported, with total fatalities now more than 280,000. The previous record for the most daily deaths was set by the US in January, when 4,475 people died. India has had more than 25 million cases since the pandemic began, second only to the US. Prosecutors in the United States say they're now conducting a criminal investigation into the Trump Organization. The New York Attorney General's office says it's investigating Donald Trump's property company in a criminal capacity. New York State's prosecutor has been examining the former president's financial dealings before he took office. Donald Trump's office has released a statement criticizing the investigation as a continuation of the greatest political witch hunt in the history of the United States. Staying in the US, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has signed a law which outlaws abortion from as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. It bans abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat. The law gives anyone the right to sue doctors who perform an abortion past this point. Pro-abortion groups have criticized the law, which comes into effect in September unless it's challenged by a court. In the A-League, Perth Glory has won four games in a row after beating Adelaide United at home last night. After Adelaide dominated for much of the first half, the Glory snatched two goals in the last 15 minutes to win 2-1. And Sydney FC dominated the Melbourne Victory with a 2-0 win. And now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, a shower or two, 17. Hobart, a morning shower or two with wind easing and 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong, similar conditions, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 21 as well. Newcastle, much the same, 23. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, more humid and sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.